This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Mike and Natalie may be over for good, and Angela touches down in Nigeria. It's about to go down. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, ladies. Hey, welcome back, you guys, to the 90 Day Fiancé After Show. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Linda and Twee.
Hi, guys.
She has all the tea. I say that all the time. it just goes.
She quoted her mom. She said, well, Linda reported.
Right. Ooh. And I was, okay, we'll get into that with Michael and Angela later on. I was telling them before the show. Then we have Stacey Olives. She will be here for the special segment, What Do You Think? We're excited about those questions, getting your feelings. And Ashley Bowden.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, we're just going to chat, me and you.
Yes. Since we don't have the live chat this week.
You guys, the live chat is actually down until further notice, but that doesn't mean you can't hop into the comments and let us know how you're feeling, okay? Do multiple. Pretend you're in the live chat. Keep it going. Comment and go ahead and thumbs up this video. Likes, please and thank you. We may have some new besties in the 90 Day Fiancé community, okay? Excited to see who the right.
She's we'll find like, out. Tell me now.
I know. I want to know now.
We'll find out later in news and gossip with Linda. What were your overall thoughts on the episode, ladies?
I would say that the craziness or the crazies were exposed. Mm-hmm. Like the people that we thought were possibly a little crazy was like confirmed this episode for me. I was like, oh, okay, you're really crazy.
Yeah.
51-50 crazy.
Aww. Drama. That's all drama. It was drama. Crying. It's just dramatic.
So it was enough drama for you?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, okay. So this week was good.
I had the opposite feeling. I felt it was slow moving besides Adeline and Michael. Yeah, I was just like, what are we fighting about in the car? Like, what's that about? I don't even get it, but okay. But, you know, it's still 90 days, so I still love it.
I would say I was not too enthused. I mean, I would say, like, maybe, like, two couples. I was like, okay. Tanya and Sinjin, that little argument they had, I'm like, what's tea? Okay, let me see. Somebody said something crazy. And then I always love Michael and Angela. They always turn up the show. But Mike and Natalie, we can go ahead and get into them. I wasn't.
Yes.
I'm really not into their movement, their relationship. She's still upset and from last episode. And it's basically because of religion. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on how she handled herself? I know a lot of people are saying she's immature. She's a brat. You said earlier. Yeah.
Well, I just think that she's one of the two of the crazies that exposed themselves this episode for me. But I do think it's interesting that now that she knows about the debt and she knows about his attitude on babies and religion and all of that, how now she's pulling away her love. Like, oh, I'm not sure that I love you. Mm-hmm. That's strong to say, because how do you turn on and off your love like that if it's true love? So to me, if it is love, if we'll title it love, it's conditional love. And if anything, I think Mike probably dodged a bullet and he's good to go at this point. Like, move on with your head held high and be happy that she showed her true colors. Mm-hmm. Just my thoughts.
I thought she was really disrespectful, like throwing the ring in the suitcase, just being just a brat. Like, it's brat. And you're gonna say religion, you're gonna say like, oh, I need a great man like this, check off the list, but look at your actions. Like, how are you that person that you want? So I don't understand. That's where I'm kind of confused. So I just think she wants her way. I think she has a list of what she wants in a man, and that person has to outside appearance check off all those things on the list and give her whatever she wants. But what is she bringing to the table? I don't really see anything but drama.
I think she thought she was going to have the American dream. I think that's why she said yes to the proposal. I think that
She thought she was going to just be happy, like you said, have all these things, go to America, have a baby, live in a with a white picket fence, do all of that, and not have to put the work in. So for you not to ask the questions, like I've said over and over again, if you knew that he wasn't a religious person, but you took it anyways because you wanted what you wanted, which was to get married and have a baby, then you can't then flip it and be mad that he's showing who he is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't know about the alien thing, but now you know. So are you okay with that? Because you were okay with it before.
And like in the beginning, if it was such a big deal, the religion, wouldn't she have talked to him about that? Like that
sounds
so confused.
So confusing about them. Like, I mean, yeah. Listen. Religion, sex, and money. Have those conversations. Yeah. And clearly, if you are, you know, so deep in your religion as it looks like she is, then how do you not say this is part of my every single day?
You know what it is? I think she thought maybe she could change him. Or that he would change. Or maybe she wasn't sure how solid he was in his belief system. So
can't change.
Yeah, especially at that age.
She thought she was going to take him to church a couple times and he's going to be, yes.
Converted, yeah.
Hallelujah. No, he's not with it. That's just him.
He's all about his alien life.
But yeah, I agree with you ladies. Everything you said. I would say, like, what's just weird to me is how you can go from saying, I really want babies and you're begging for babies. And then your next breath, I don't know. I can't. How can I say I love you? We've been arguing, girl.
So
you
mean
she's like flipping. When you argue, you just stop loving him?
Right.
Like you said, it's conditional love.
It's like, okay, if you're doing what I want you to do, then I love you. If not, I don't love you.
Right.
And she felt very convicted in what she felt justified and convicted with that rationale.
And she's so stubborn. Like, you would think she would run out to the car or something, like, okay. Like,
I thought that was going
to
happen.
On an international flight, and you're not going to run out and do the whole Hollywood movie scene?
No.
You're tripping.
She was just like, no, nothing.
Yeah.
That was so, so it was such a sweet moment between her mom and him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that speaks volumes to probably the kind of guy he is, like, that the mom was sitting there consoling him. Like,
so, yeah. Linda, I have to ask.
I know my daughter's a jerk.
Do we know anything really about them?
About these two, whether they're together or not, we do not have any tea of them as of yet.
I know, I was kind of trying to find them on social media myself.
If I had a prediction, I don't know, we might have the first, like, 90-day couple that doesn't make the 90 days. Because think about it, she's not there, no visa, she threw the ring back. So unless something happens in the next little while, I don't know.
He has no money to travel back either.
Look at how this couple threw us for a loop, because we were like, oh, this is like a solid couple.
Mm-hmm.
They really like each other. She had us fooled. He didn't have us fooled. He was being sincere, but she had us fooled.
Yes.
She was like, I'm going to get married and have a baby by any means necessary. Insert man here.
Exactly. Anyway.
Absolutely.
So she might be a spinoff of Tanya.
Could be.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Could be. So Natalie had us fooled and Marcel had...
Oh, dear God.
Anna fooled. Okay, and I'm not laughing. Like, I know she's hurt. That's not the funny part. But what is wild to me is how Anna is pressuring this man to be with her.
Uh-uh.
If he does not want to be with you, let him leave. You cannot force someone to stay where they don't want to be. That's what I don't understand. Not in love, especially. You know, you want it to be genuine, mutual.
Well, she's tried every manipulation tactic there is.
Yes.
She's used the babies.
Pushed him away.
Yeah.
Yelled at him.
Balled
his clothes up in the suitcase.
Yeah.
Sent him off. No, I'm just kidding. But one thing I will say is that she needs to take this as a lesson. Because that same level of loyalty that Marcel has for his mom, she needs to kind of think about, that's the loyalty she would probably want her boys to have to her in a healthy way. But there's a reason for that. I'm sure his mom has never put a man before him. And, you know,
he's the only son.
Exactly. So she needs to kind of take that as a lesson. Like, you know what, just like you're being loyal to your mom, I'm going to be loyal to my sons.
Yes.
And not put you in front of them.
Right. And she's like really confused. You're leaving me. And you're picking your family over me. I'm like, oh my God.
And then she showed up to take him to the airport. Oh,
I was so mad at her.
Please don't
go. She knew what she was doing.
I was so mad at her when she showed up. Like, where is the courage of your convictions?
Mm.
You've been saying
your child, if they have to tell, you have to tell the parents about the children, all that stuff. He does that. And then he doesn't choose you and says to camera, I choose my mom over her. And you still show up and be like, well, I love you and I'm going to take you to the airport. That makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. What about your sons? You think about your sons and you think about how he doesn't want, he's like almost ashamed of them. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be a part of you and doesn't want to be a part of your love. So did he really love you? I don't know.
Like, I don't think so.
No. Like I said, that's the same energy she needs to have towards her own kids. Mm-hmm. Because men come and go. Your children will always be your children.
And people can smell like desperation of what you want so bad, like a relationship or whatever. So I feel like if you don't put your kids first, it's kind of a turnoff too.
Yeah,
like it's, I don't know, and I wouldn't want to date someone
well,
like that.
Well, self-respect,
yeah,
demands respect from others, right? And self-love demands respect from others. Yeah. So,
and I just don't think she should have ever had to beg him to stay. Like, how many times are you gonna say, like you said, please, 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 please?
And I wonder,
dude, saying no, he's saying please to you, like please stop.
Yes,
exactly.
Crying.
I wonder if she would have set that precedent at the beginning, like, no, you need to tell your parents about my kids and all of that. Would the outcome have been the same?
He wouldn't be over here.
He would never have come.
Yeah, a lot of emotions, a lot of time would have been saved.
Yeah,
and money.
But I really look at her so differently than I did at the beginning of the season. I'm over here thinking, oh, so sweet, but she's manipulative. Mm-hmm. And she knows what she, you know, she's playing the game. She is not innocent.
Yeah.
No, Anna.
And she told him that she's leaving. I'm not going to Turkey, Marcel. And it's like, oh my God.
Like, and we find out that he can't come back.
Well, it's not that he can't come back. That's not true. So he can't come back on a K-1 visa again. It's a single entry.
K-3?
They could do a K-3, they could do a student visa, they could do a travel visa, but yeah, I mean, he has other options to come back to the United States. He just can't do it on a K-1.
Mm. And I wonder if he actually...
I mean...
If he actually got on that plane, okay?
Anything's possible. We
need to find out. I think he did too. Because he came back to like give her another hug. I thought he
just
was coming back.
Bye.
Yeah, I thought he was coming back to like go home with her. And I think he thought about it in that moment though.
Yeah.
It didn't look like he wanted to stay though. He was just like, bye, Anna.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta go.
He did the romantic run back and it was like, you know.
But not really.
Not really.
Psych.
Walking slow.
Thank you, mind.
So messed up,
y'all.
Okay, moving on to Michael and Juliana, but I really should say Sarah and Juliana because Michael does not show his face in this episode, but we get to see their relationship build, Sarah and Juliana. Thoughts on their relationship?
I like it. I think that it takes a big person, like, for Sarah to come and be okay with this and, like, be, like, open to it. I think she feels more confident in Juliana because she knows more about her now, because she was more vulnerable knowing that she was married before, knowing what she's gone through. I feel like she's more okay. Mm-hmm. Like, in the beginning, she was hard on her, like, oh, who are you? Whatever. But maybe she feels more like, oh, she does have life experiences, so I feel like a little bit more open to her. But I like that Sarah is open. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
I do too. Yeah, I mean, I think that takes a very strong and healthy individual to be able to accept your ex for who they actually are and actually get to know them. So that really says a lot about her character to me. But I also think, too, a little bit is seeing herself in Juliana, but in a different situation. Because if you remember how they talked about when they got married, they had nothing, and she talked about how her dress was $400 off the rack and all this stuff. So now she's getting to see a different side of Michael and Juliana and how that relationship is and how, like, it could have been like that for her later on if they were not so young, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, this friendship is genuine and I think they're really enjoying each other's company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a really sweet moment when they went to try on Juliana's dress. And I think Juliana needed that maternal energy from Sarah, because her mom wasn't there for that moment. That's kind of a big moment for her. So that was nice for her to extend herself in that manner. And I'm sure they'll keep bonding and getting closer.
Yeah.
I think it was interesting hearing about how Sarah gave Michael her paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
I needed some more info.
We need
on
some
that.
More. So that's why I feel like they bond over that, because maybe, I mean, he's still the same guy. So
yeah,
maybe it's gotten a little bit better, mm-hmm. but.
They're similar women, not men and women.
You kind of date someone that's similar, you know, to each other. So it's like, they get along because they're a lot alike. So
yeah,
I'm curious to see if this control thing.
I was gonna say, does this feed our control theory?
Yeah,
1,000%. I mean,
yeah. A bike makes her feel free. Like he's you know, baby steps.
I thought that was so cute and a little bit hilarious. How she's like, he bought me a bicycle. And now she has freedom, but then she just bikes over to Sarah's house, which is right down the street.
Hey, guys, yeah. Brianna from the booth here. I just wanted to comment on the bicycle thing, because when they that edit that they did with the music, it was the they made it seem so like silly, like her on this her in this huge skirt,
yeah,
and her silly. Tennis shoes, riding this little bike, talking about how she has freedom. Oh,
it was childish.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, this is Michael's soon-to-be wife. Like, you are a grown man.
Do you think also because they got married very young, like, they missed out on a lot, too? Maybe they're, like, absolutely. Early youth, like, early 20s, you know? So maybe they do mentally get along with people that are younger than them, because you kind of give up a lot of that when
absolutely.
You get married young and have kids. And
that's true. That's a good point.
So I'm curious if that's why,
that's a good point.
You know, they get along with her. Because
could be. And really quick, my favorite moment, I'm sorry to cut you off,
no, go.
Was when Sarah kind of gave Juliana her props and was like, well, I was hard on you at the beginning, and I said I didn't want you parenting my kids, but, you know, you love them. I can tell that you love them, right. And I really love that, because we love the kids, okay? We love the kids.
I missed them this episode.
Yes. Don't they have Instagram?
They do.
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Really?
Popping, okay? Popping. Okay, moving on. Tanya and Sinjin. Tanya's back from Costa Rica. Sinjin is happy as can be, but it didn't last for long.
Mm-mm, that lasted for 2.5 seconds.
I mean, and it's just Tanya. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, stop me if I'm wrong, but she's just so, like,
crazy
for herself. It's, well, I'm back now, and now I just want to focus on my future, and she's just kind of, like, doesn't care what he has going on or how he feels, and you should have been at a woodwork shop, and I saw a meme, and it's just like, so we're going to pretend like she doesn't look crazy when she just got back from, like, a witch class.
That's why I said the crazies were exposed. Yeah. Like, that was just straight up nuts, the way she was acting. Like, just bizarre.
Yeah.
And what was she just fighting about? Like, I still don't get, what are you fighting about with him right now?
I think it's just putting him down, like, like jobs. Like, he should be trying to get a job somewhere, but he can't, right? Because he's... work visa or whatever.
Her argument was like, if he would have done the wood shop or woodworking, whatever it was, he would have been able to work in that moment.
She said he could have been making things.
Yeah.
Okay.
To do what?
To sell them?
He can't sell
them. I think her real thing is that she's just insecure right now about, like, she expects a lot of him and he can't show her that, so now she's just finding anything and everything because... she wants a certain kind of person, and he's not that kind of person she really wants.
But that's
so
messed up.
Again,
she can't handle the person she wants.
You can't flip the script. Yeah. You knew who he was from the get-go, and you were okay with that. You even mentioned the story how he quit his job and then said that you guys were going to go travel, but perhaps there was not a plan. So you knew who he was. He hasn't changed. So because you've decided that you're making all these changes in your life, and you feel like you're bettering yourself. You brought this man to America. For 90 days, he cannot work, so he really is your responsibility. So as you make your plans, and he's trying to, like, figure it out, can you imagine going to a country and, like, being told by your significant other you should be working and taking classes and doing all of this when you don't even have any stability, and she didn't prepare for you. She has you in a shed, and we know that she's in that shed because she moved from her sister's house, and her sister said, no, you're not staying here. I'm bringing a man into my house. So now she's in the shed. Like, don't throw stones at glass houses. Is that the saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to work on you.
She does.
Yeah. I felt my favorite part was when was when Sinjin was like, she said she doesn't feel heard. And he said she's like that with all of society. I was like, Sinjin with the comebacks.
Right,
but I thought it was interesting how she's like, well, why don't you listen to me and take me to, like, kind of take her in consideration. But where was she taking him in consideration when he just wanted a phone call?
Yeah.
Like, those simple little things, but it's all about Tanya.
I think the bottom line is that she wants a baby, and she found somebody that could be a baby daddy, and that's all she really cares about right now.
She found a cute donor, and that's about it, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I thought it was sad, too, when he was saying that he worked in a mining, and, like, some of his friends passed away, and she was just, like, kind of like, get over it. Like, damn.
Yeah.
She's heartless.
Yeah. She couldn't even say, you know, that's really sad. And she had no sympathy, no empathy. She lacks. She's just cold.
And I don't think she knows how to communicate, because I don't think she actually really listens. She does a lot of yelling and responding to things, but she doesn't actually listen to what he's saying, which I think, you know, also says a lot about her character. I think that if you're super self-absorbed, then it's hard for you to think of anyone but yourself.
True, true. All right, moving on to a better couple, Michael and Angela.
Michael.
Angela lands in Nigeria, and I'm telling you, as soon as she touches down, they're in the car for a second, and she's cutting up. She's mad for no reason, really. Okay, she wants to get to the bottom of what's happening. What were your thoughts on that conversation in the car? Because things got heated pretty quickly.
She's tight. She just is so used to going off on Michael that she's like, okay, I'm ready. Like, I just saw you. Let's go. And it's like, it's funny.
Yeah.
I love how calm he is, though. He's like, I know how she gets when she's tired and annoyed. I'm not even going to feed into it. I'm going to just give her space.
Yeah.
I think he deals with her well.
Picking, you should have told them about our engagement ceremony. Like, okay, well, he didn't, and it's not that deep. Like, they know everything else.
But how does she even know that that would have been the thing that they said yes to? Like, she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I think, like, what Stacey said, I think her communication style is yelling, and that's all she knows how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she likes, you know, some people like battling with people. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel like right, or it makes them feel like powerful. I think that that's Angela, and I agree. I think Michael's demeanor is super cool. Like, he just stays level.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen that he's learned that over the years. Like, because before, he would try to like cut up a little bit and she would go all the way off.
Yeah.
And now he just doesn't say anything, which, you know, it's kind of sad, but
yeah,
he's learned.
And then
he's learned his role.
We have the battle of the immigration lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mindset this and mindset that, but who are we going to go with? Then Angela knows that once she said, I'll give it a month. And if not, I'll think about the K3 visa. The biggest lie told in all 90 days.
K1K done.
K1K done. She meant that.
Mm-hmm.
She's not leaving her green
kids. She's fighting for that, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
So ambitious. We'll see how that plays out. But she was super happy about that clock, y'all.
She was.
That just switched up her. Oh, my God, Michael.
That
did
was
y'all
very
see
sweet
every picture of him? That's so funny.
And did you see how he's trying to do something nice for her by taking her to a local breakfast spot, and she was already ready to fight as soon as she got there?
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't look like a breakfast. Well, how do you know? Because you're not from there. So maybe it doesn't look like something that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this is how it is there. Like, you don't know that, but you're already ready to fight.
Yeah.
And then you sit down and they bring the food over. You don't even give an opportunity. You see something that you think looks disgusting. And not only do you overreact by pushing the food away, you like push the whole table and everything shakes off. And I thought, you know what? This woman only knows how to fight.
Yeah.
She's a fighter. Maybe I don't know if I'm adventurer enough to try this. Like, what is it? You could be rational and not so extra all the time.
Agreed.
But it's great TV.
It is great TV. We'll see what happens with them next week. Blake and Jasmine, last couple tonight. Not really much happens with them. It's the same thing, like I said last week, over and over again. She's not opening up. She's very cold. She goes to his little show or whatever. And I like how honest she is. She's just like, honestly, if Blake wasn't my fiance, he wouldn't be my favorite rapper. I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with that. I do feel like she could have at least clapped for the man. But she is over there just sitting with her sister. I think it's over. You know, it's just, we got nothing out of that.
Her sister said, is that it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, my question really quick about this couple. the friends, do you think they're overstepping right now, or do you think they have a right to be upset 1 month in with Jasmine?
I think they're overstepping a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like the studio conversation, it was like, back off a little bit. Let them live. Mm-hmm. Let Jasmine and Blake live just a little bit. You can express your concern, but he was hypercritical.
Yeah. You agree?
I think they're super, like, fans of their record label. So they're just like, come on, everyone has to be, like, in this. This is, like, a team thing. Yeah. She's coming around with a ride and stuff. But I don't, I have friends like that, like how Jasmine is, their personalities, where they're just, like, super chill. And, mm-hmm. like, whatever. So I understand how she is. Yeah, I think the friends, it's too much. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. And Blake already accepts her, so.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Linda? I mean, I don't think everyone has to be the same. If that's how she is in social situations, then let her live her life and let them get through this 90 days. I don't think everyone's going to be in the mosh pit or whatever, dancing around. Right. I don't think everyone's going to, like, automatically bond right away. Sometimes people need time to warm up to people, and she already knows that they've been together for a long time, and they're in the same industry, they work together, they're family, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Let her, like, ease into it.
Correct.
She's already in a situation where she's staying, you know, at Blake's family's house, who she had never met before. Can you imagine how awkward that is?
Yeah.
And now she's supposed to, like, just be so happy and so adjusted. She needs some time to adjust, though.
Yeah, she needs time to warm up.
Yeah.
A month isn't long enough, for real. Because you're not seeing them every day. I'm sure she's not seeing them every day. So she's probably seen them, I'm guessing, like, 4 times. You know, I'll count the weekends. I'll say the weekends. But that's pretty much it. If I meet someone 4 times, like, I'm not over here spilling tea, right, telling you about my life and my eggs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I understand how she is. I do. Just not with the mom. Not with the mom. I think, like, last episode or whatever, she wasn't open, you know, with the mom. I don't like that. But with the friends, whatever right now. We didn't have Emily or Sasha, nor did we see Robert and Annie. I miss them. I really do miss the drama
Robert
with them.
And Annie.
But we're going to move on to the special segment, What Do You Think? Ooh. We have time for, like, one question.
Okay. Since we saw this a lot on this episode and we're seeing this more, would you marry someone that couldn't tell you they 100% loved you?
Like, could I marry them?
Yeah, would you marry them?
No.
They were like, no?
No. Mm-hmm. Not even in the 90-day crunch.
You better adore
I'm good.
Me.
Yeah. Like, that needs to be 2 weeks
in. I mean, because we're seeing that with Tanya and Sinjin now. She's kind of, like, iffy about it. They might get married. We're seeing that with Natalie and Mike, too, so.
Yeah.
No.
When you're in a time crunch this, you had time to talk about everything. By the time I get there 2 weeks in, I need an I love you face-to-face, at least. And the rest of the time, we're just in the I love you, too, baby.
Well, I will definitely need an I love you before you even come.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm not wasting all that time and energy and all that if there's no love.
Do you need it before?
Obviously, but I'm thinking, like, if you're in the process and you're supposed to be getting married in 90 days, shouldn't love have already been a
right.
thing?
Established.
Like, I don't know, you already also, like, doubt, like, going into it, like,
because you don't really know until you see them face to face. That's huge, too. You said sex is important. That's
sex,
one
money,
of the things.
Religion.
Money.
But, yeah, but religion. Is your love contingent upon that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, some of that you can't. Some of that isn't revealed until you're, you know, together.
Which is why you can't really say I love you until you taste.
But if your love is based on that. If your love is based on that.
I think you just kind of have to, yeah. No, I think it all comes together. I think it all comes together.
I think it can become stronger.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I agree.
But it should already be established, though.
Listen, y'all, I don't know what world we're living in. All I know is that
some people are in love with the stuff.
If you are getting married in 90 days, you should already be in love.
That's my thought.
Moving on, news and gossip. Linda, what you got for us?
Guys, a couple of big stories coming out here. First, Angela and Michael. So, guys, we talked about how last week it possibly could be Angela who is the issue for the visa being denied. Mm-hmm. According to one of a former visa officer, he's saying for this petition, so the K-1 versus the K-3 visa, that Angela's lawyer is giving her the wrong advice. So Michael's actually in the right in that they should definitely go for a K-3 visa because then they have more leg to stand on.
So everything that Michael said in this last episode where he's like, well, the K-1 could get denied again and all of that, that's the case. Mm-hmm. So Angela needs to pay attention to what Michael is saying and go ahead and get married in Nigeria, because that process is more of a guarantee, because they know you're committed to it now. Mm. Moving on,
Angela.
So guys, we see a lot of Marcel and Annie, and Anna, excuse me. I just want you to see this photo. So it was his birthday recently, and some guy, John Campansi, said, happy 50th birthday, Marcel, which he was joking about. But look who's in the picture, guys. So does he get on the plane? I don't think so. Are they really married? 1,000%. So sometimes innocent photos like this, you post it online, but, you know, we're sleuths. Look at the date on that. It was this past Saturday, 8:11 p.m. And so, guys, I don't buy it. I don't buy that they're not together. I don't buy that he gets on that plane. I think that...
maybe she went to Turkey and got married.
I think they're together,
and they're married, and he's in the U.S. right now. And we're just watching a storyline unfold, like, for the drama of it all.
Hmm. And that's a lot of tears, though.
Right.
Damn.
But the tears were so ridiculous, though. Like, I always went, why does he get up and then he does this thing where he, like, lies on the couch or on the floor and, like, does this whole, it's, like, crazy. Yeah,
he's putting on a show.
Pain.
Guys, we got a couple of new besties out there, and they are all over each other's social media. Ooh. I'm talking about Sarah and Juliana, and they posted a really cute live video recently that I want you guys to see, where Juliana is teaching Sarah how to dance. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was so interesting about it was that it's like we were saying earlier, it's like I think that Sarah sees herself in Juliana and wants to be able to do all the things that perhaps, like you said, having kids early and getting married early, she wasn't able to do. So let's watch this little clip and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I like their relationship a lot.
Yeah, so you guys, I think that they really do enjoy each other. And I think that they are really developing a close friendship. Mm-hmm. And I just think that is great.
Do you think that'll get weird with Michael, though?
I mean, if we're going to talk about control, I don't know if we have enough time to get into it. But I think that the closer they get and the less control he has, yeah, it might be a possibility that it's an issue.
Yeah, because she can get, I mean, Sarah can easily get in Juliana's head with some of her stories.
Absolutely.
You know?
And she's married now. She has nothing to lose.
And she said, what did she post the other day? She's like, men don't control us.
With the two of them. Yes. No men control us.
So I think that he's going to stand back on this. I think he knows that Sarah is the power player there.
Yes.
And she's not playing.
No, she's not. Sarah has all the power. That is so funny. Okay, I kind of want to get into predictions right now.
After Buzz TV predictions.
All right, I'll start.
Okay.
I think that Angela might set it off in this immigration lawyer's office next week. Because in the preview, he's like, well, how about you get married to someone here or something like that? And I think that she said, what? That's really going to rub her the wrong way. It's going to make her mad. She may try to play it off. I'll be really surprised. But I doubt, highly doubt, that's going to happen. And that's pretty much it. I think, Tanya and Sinjin. I think he might have to threaten her with him leaving. She stays saying, well, I'll leave. You know, she acts like she's the power player and she has all the, you know, she's just the prize or whatever. But Sinjin got it going on, too. I'm sure there's plenty of people in America that he can, like, talk to that may, you know, want him, okay? He's nice looking.
They'll take him in.
They will.
I mean, with open arms. And the thirst is not a joke. Like, if you go anywhere on his social media, some of these girls, like, they don't even DM him. They list it right in the comments for all to see. I think that, I agree with you. I think that Angela is going to make a fool out of herself once again in a big way, because she's going to take offense to what the family friend is saying to Michael. And it's gonna be a problem. But I do think that they are gonna get married before she leaves Nigeria, because I think that that's her last option. I think that I'm gonna go out on a limb here, because the Mike and Natalie story can't just be over, right? Because there's still more episodes. So I'm going to predict that she somehow gets to the airport before he gets on the plane and, like, apologizes and cries and says, "I love you," and gets the ring back. Those are my predictions. Mm.
I don't think she's going to do it. I think she's so hard-headed. She's not going to do that. And I think Marcel's not coming back. He's going. Yeah, I think she'll go to, Anna's going to go to Turkey to go get him. Mm-hmm. She wants him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a slap in the face to the boys.
I think Mike's going to be the one to break between him and Natalie. I think he'll be the one to break the ice once he gets back to the States. But I know she's not chasing him. Because she was just such a brat in the episode. I don't think that she's going to chase after him and give him what he wants, because she wants what she wants regardless.
Right. And she's not really the type to swallow her pride.
No.
No emotion.
She's very, like I said, she would have been right after him, running after, like, okay, like, let's figure this out. I love you. Yeah. Have a safe flight. Can I get that?
Because look how she was justifying her not saying that she loved. She's like, well, why would I lie?
Yeah. It's a mess, but we'll figure it out. It's unraveling before our eyes, you guys. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, please, and thank you. Where can everyone find you, ladies?
Guys, all across social media, Linda is so girly. Hit me up. I love hearing from you guys.
Hey, guys, you can hit me up at @Stacey_Olivasen at 90 Day Fiance Now.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. Yay!
And you can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. We'll see you here next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.